What's for dinner? What's for dinner? What's for dinner? Talking about what's ever on their minds. Talking about what's ever on their minds.
Oh my god, that's a great way to start the show. Here's an awful cough. Welcome to the show.
Let me counteract.
Yes, her wee will counteract my cough.
Aww,
hi guys, welcome to What's for Dinner. That was awful, I'm sorry.
Welcome.
Today, Allison and I are here in our studio / apartment, and actually we're doing our second podcast from the bed.
Yes.
We are lying in bed with the soundboard and the headphones and the microphones and our cats.
The whole family's here.
The whole family's here. And the reason we're doing it from the bed is because I am sick.
Yeah, Flipper, well, don't make him think that you're sick, because you're not actually sick. He's under the weather. He's got
a little cold.
It's not a full-blown sickness, yeah.
It's not a flu. It's a flip. It's a flip.
Oh, it is.
I have a flip. I don't have a flu.
It's just enough to wear you down where you know you need to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing... You especially have been doing whirlwind shows over the last, like, 2 months and a lot of traveling.
You've been traveling with me, too.
Yeah. Like, well, maybe you've been doing more work than I have physically.
Well, I'm a man.
Well, hey. But in either regard, the minute that you kind of settle down, sometimes your body catches up and goes, okay, now it's time to, like, fight all the bacteria that we, like, took in over that time.
Yeah, I know. And what sucks is that I'm leaving this Thursday, which is, obviously it's a couple days from now. And it's going to suck because I'm gone for like 6 days. So I did not want to be. And I'm going to the Northeast where they have all that cold and the snow and everything. Oh. If you're out there and you're listening to this up there, my heart's out to you. And I'll be there soon. So I hope it clears up a little bit. I hope you guys are doing all right. But I just didn't want to be like, I didn't want to be sick going out to that. So I've just been resting yesterday and today. And Allison, by the way, if anybody's seen us together on stage, you know how... We, you know, we're all lovey-dovey and we're all cute, like a little Jewish Sonny and Cher. No, you know who we are? We're the Jewish Sonny and Cher. So we're Sonny and Cher, Share, because Jews share.
Jews don't share. What are you talking about? Jews don't share. Jews are like all about, that's my money.
No, that's
I'm not going to give
you a
big tip.
No, that's where the name comes from. I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to share it.
What?
Okay, that was stupid. I'm sorry.
Oh, you mean this like when something is basheret?
What?
Basher, it would mean like it's meant to be. It's like kismet.
Wow, you know more about Judaism than I do.
It's not just because I have you know, distant relatives that have beat the Yiddish into my brain. So I know. It's so basheret. That's what happened when I met you, babe. When I met you, it was basheret. Is what I heard in my family. I went, what the? I didn't share shit. He did. Actually, I guess
I shared it all over you. All right,
but in either regard, no, baby, I love you. And
I love you too. And you've been, Allison has been taking such good care of me. So I just want you to know that I do love you very much.
I love you, Mary.
And you know, it's like this month, actually, February is 4 years we have been dating. This month is our 4 year.
We just had our meet-iversary.
Meet-iversary. February of 2009 is when Allison and I first met and started dating. So,
yeah.
How's it been so far, honey? 4 years with me.
Oh my goodness, it's been a roller coaster of fun.
Please do not yell in the microphone.
Did I yell?
You did.
I tried to pull it away so that the louder.
But you still yelled.
Okay.
It's okay.
It was but I didn't want to whisper. That sounded like it was nothing.
No, that sounds
roller coaster of fun.
That sounds hot.
Fun.
It was a roller
coaster. It was so much fun.
Up and down.
Oh my god.
And up and down.
Oh no. No, baby, this has been the most amazing 4 years.
Really?
And we're just kidding. It's four forever.
Forever.
Like, forever.
Oh, you're so gross.
Four of forever.
And ever.
It's just fun. Even when it's not fun, it's still fun. Like the times that are tough when we look back on them.
What would you say? And we can get if you want to get a little personal here, because everybody listening and I think you had said this because I was going to say, like, everyone listening, and I hate using the word fans because it sounds so pretentious. And
oh,
Allison
no, they're
said,
supporters.
Supporters, which is a wonderful term. So the wonderful supporters who are listening right now, we've opened up a lot about our personal life over this podcast and various episodes. What would you say was the worst moment being with me?
Wow. I gotta narrow it down to one. Oh, da, 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 da. No.
Remember, don't yell.
Oh, Jesus. So, I'm trying to think. I mean, there hasn't been a terrible. I know when you've pissed me off. I mean, you can always in a relationship.
Everybody pisses each other off.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the worst.
Was there ever a moment? Okay, before we got married, when we were dating, was there ever a time when you went, "Ugh, I don't know if this guy's going to be right for me"?
I never was like, "I don't think this guy's going to be right for me." I think I always knew that you were definitely right for me. And I'm a person who believes in soulmates, plural. I believe that we have a possibility to have plural soulmates.
Well, soulmates can come in many forms.
Exactly, and I feel that from the moment I met you, I knew that you were one of my soulmates, absolutely. 100 million, 20 million percent from the minute I met you. I never knew that there was a time. There were times where I was like, geez, this might. Okay, ready? From a woman's standpoint, I thought, Jesus, either can I deal with this part of his attitude or can I change this part of his attitude? And I really did think to myself at certain points, I was like, motherfuck, if I got to deal with this guy forever, I'm going to have to change that shit. And it's happened just a few times. Not too much. And I mean, I think you know what a few of those factors are, but
yeah.
It's not to say that you can't always. For women, too, here, I want to say one thing. You can't think that you're going to change a man, but you can think that you can impress upon the man different ideas of which he himself will then want to.
In other words, change a man.
No, wait a second. Now, there's a difference of
no,
a woman that goes, hey.
No, you impress upon him the opinions that you have that you wish he had, and then he will have them.
Whenever a man does something stupid in their own right and they realize that it's stupid and they come to the woman and they say, oh, I made such a stupid decision. And at that point you go, well, here's the lesson to be learned from it. And you say, blah, 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 whatever the thing is that they needed to learn. And the fact that at that vulnerable moment when the man has made the mistake and he's not being stubborn and he's not being whatever, he's kind of sheepish, then... You know, like I said, you impress upon him. It's not like I'm going to beat this shit into you. Like, I'm going to impress upon you.
When the man is sheepish, when he's at his weakest, when he's most vulnerable?
Because he feels that he's already made the mistake. It's not like I've made you feel like you made the mistake.
So it's like when Superman is all weak from kryptonite, that's when you kick him in the face? Is what you're
saying?
Kick
in the face?
I mean...
Listen to this.
Well, I mean like...
Making it sound like the things that we're trying to impress upon you are horrible or whatever.
Well, look, I know the things you're talking about that you've been trying to impress upon me.
And you consider them to be negative? I consider them to be absolutely
positive. No, I just think that there are also certain things that women need to know that there are certain things about men that are inherent.
Okay, and I'm totally the girl who sympathizes with everything inherent. I understand why a man thinks the way that he does. Hence why I'm always like cool with you just freaking looking at other chicks and, you know, possibly even fooling around in the future. Fuck, you go on like TV shows and whatnot, and other women are like, are you okay with him doing that? I'm like, yeah, dude, he's my husband. Just because he's looking at other women doesn't mean he's not coming home and schmutzing all over me.
Did I mention I have the best wife in the world?
So you come at me with a complainy sense. Like, I don't get guys. I get guys, but I also... There are times when guys, and I'm sorry, fellas, you do stupid shit. You don't realize that you do stupid shit, but you just do. And sometimes a woman's brain can kind of see it a little clearer.
Sometimes we do stupid shit, but there are times that we do shit that's just who we are. And nothing you could do can change that.
And I never said that I'd try to. Plenty of the stupid shit that you do, I don't try to change. But when it comes to things that I can notice are going to be destructive to your way that you want you to be. Like, that's the other thing. I'm not...
Okay.
We're being so general here. People are like, what are they talking about?
Whatever. The point is, honey...
Few opinions. We'll just put it that way.
Few opinions, yes. But the point is, you allow me to sleep with other women, and that's fantastic.
He has never slept with another woman since
he's couldn't do that. You know what? It's so funny. Like, every guy says, man, I wish my wife, I wish we can have that relationship where my wife will let me fool around. Blah, 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 blah. I know a lot of comics, won't mention any names, who do fool around on their spouse and who'll either say, A, we have an open relationship, or B, you know what, when I'm on the road, whatever I do, as long as I don't bring it back home, they don't care, or they don't have to know, or blah, 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 blah. And here I am. I have a woman who I love dearly, who's beautiful, who's cool, and who says, I understand what you do. If you ever want to fool around, just, you know, be careful and don't tell me about it.
I never said don't tell me about it.
Really? You'd want to know?
Yeah. Like, I think I would... Okay, to me, look, I don't freaking care. But I would rather there be honesty and trust in our relationship. And if I feel like I don't know because you don't tell me certain things, then I don't feel that we have trust. Now, if you come at me where our monogamism... Is that even a word?
Monogamism.
I like that. When our monogamism is our love and our relationship, that's, you know, and that is what can be held dear. And now if you feel like, hey, I was sexually attracted to this girl, she came on to me after a show, I was out of town, so I was away from you, I was a little, you know, whatever. We're sexual beings, and it would be ridiculous of me to deny you that because you have an urge. And in a sense, I'm putting you in a marriage jail by not allowing you to fulfill your urge.
See, that is probably the most ideal thing any guy would want to hear from his woman. Yet, with that hall pass, I still don't think I could ever do it.
Well, just know.
Honestly,
that if
just
ever...
because I had been, like, to me, monogamy, and I know it is.
It's because it's been beating your brain.
It's a societal
that's
thing. Absolutely. It's
yeah.
a societal thing. But I don't know. I've been cheated on before. I've had women, you know, that I've dated who've, you know, lied to me or they've deceived me. I don't know for 100% sure if they've ever actually physically cheated on me, but I'm pretty sure. And I know how much that hurts, and I would never want to, because you say that you'd be okay with it, but I really don't think you would.
No, see, like that, but that's, okay, first of all, when you find the strength within
and
yourself.
I honestly don't think I could. I think the guilt would just eat me up inside.
But see, guilt and all of those things have been instincted in you by what our society has been told are the rules of love. The rules of love is that you're supposed to find one, just count them, one love that you're going to live with and be with for an eternity. And well, until your body passes, of course, for the entirety of your body's life, you will be with this one person. And if you do anything against that, you're going to hell. You're not going to live happy. Things are wrong. Why do you think so many people over the course of all these, you know, not so much in like the 50s and the 60s and people got married right then, but since then, marriage, because they were fucking scared to death. It was right after the war. They were like, I don't want to do anything to fucking start war again. But by the 60s...
Is that how everybody talked back
that's
then?
That's exactly how everybody talked.
I don't want to start nothing now.
Don't
nothing.
You know that? Yeah, the 40s and the 50s, they were freaking out. So, of course, everybody that got married then... I know so many people who were married back then who are just staying together begrudgingly because they don't want to go against what society back in the 50s would have thought of them. So they don't get a divorce. They don't try to find somebody who makes them happy. Nope. Instead, they actually...
Police are coming to arrest you for your ideals.
Jesus. You hear that in the background, all the sirens? They're in the background. Anyway, the idea that, look, once people started realizing that they could be in tune with their soul more from the 60s on, what happened? Everybody started getting married quickly because they were in love with this one person right then, and then they would get another divorce, and they would continue to do that. Well, I think that when you find somebody who is your soulmate, you can still understand that we're all humans, and we're not supposed to necessarily be with one person. That's what some book told somebody, is that it's only allowed
okay,
to be one person.
Okay, all right.
Only allowed to be one person. So somebody who's ever found two loves in their life, they're going to hell or something.
So you believe then in what's that, in the Salt Lake City Mormons or whatever who have... or. The
you know,
big
what,
love,
the,
I can have multiple wives.
The polygamy thing.
Polygamy, yeah.
Now, if that's what they decide that they want to do.
So wait,
now,
so wait. So so if I fell in love with another woman while still in love with you, could I marry that other woman?
My own feeling
yes.
is that I would feel strange to have the marriage shared. But am I going to judge them for feeling that and wanting to do that? No, that's their
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about us.
Well,
so if I fell in love with another woman, I couldn't marry her, but could I go hang out with her and fool around and take her on vacations?
I mean, I guess, yeah. But in that regard, I'd be able to have the same thing. Oh, he's choking, baby. Oh, honey, do you need your inhaler?
No, I'm good. Thanks, baby. Yeah.
No, but what? But I mean, see, that's the thing. I honestly, to the depths of my soul, think that I would be open in whatever came about, as long as we were open with each other about it. I mean, what it would be weird for me to come to you and be like, "Hey, you know," to tell you that you can't feel a certain way or be attracted to a certain thing. And that's why I feel that marriage has fucked everybody's brains up.
Let me ask you this.
You could treat marriage right differently.
Right now, do you feel attracted to another guy that you'd want to fool around with?
No. Like, even when I try to bang one out, when I'm trying to, like, rub one out on my own, it's nobody in particular. Like, you know, fun fantasy people, it's not even, like, there's no person. It's like I try to even think, like, who's the stars that I'm attracted to? I don't know.
Twitch.
Yeah, it's kind of hot. I mean, like, it's some random people, but there's not, like, a person in my life where I'm like, oh, I want to go bang it out.
Real no. So nobody in your life right now that you would go, well, if I had a hall pass, I would do it with them.
No, but I'd like the idea to be, I mean, I've always liked the idea to be open within a person's brain that they're allowed to do what feels good to them when it comes to love. And when it comes to, like, being a when you make love, when you're actually having sex with somebody, you're making love to the universe. You're making love to yourself.
That is a huge vagina.
So the idea that when we're making love with each other, and we're sharing this, when these two energies come together and when they make love, what is, you know, actually given off into the universe. It's the exact same thing. If you went off and had sex with a different girl, you would make different energy love.
Either way, it would only last like 5 seconds.
Either way. My point is, baby, I love you, and I'm not looking for anybody else. But I don't want you to feel jail confined, and to be honest, neither do I. There's a lot of interesting people that I've talked to in regards to marriage.
Would you come to me first before you did anything?
Well, of course. That's why I'm saying I would hope that you would understand the same thing with me.
So if I'm on the – let's say this week when I go to –
But you can't be looking for something.
I'm not
looking
for –
It's got to be like one of those things. You fell in my freaking face.
Honey, that we don't want to talk about that detailed
our sexual
sex life.
No, but you know what I mean. Like,
I'm not saying like. Now that you said this, I'm going out to do a college chore now, and hey, little 18-year-old, I got a pass for my wife. Come with me. Nothing like that.
Creeper.
I know.
Hey, you be nice. Oh, the baby just came up and ambushed the other baby. You better be nice, Bogey. Jesus.
By the way, those are our cats, not
Birdie
our actual
babies.
Birdie
and Bogey. Birdie and Bogey. I found them on a golf course. Hence their names.
I think we've told the story.
Yeah.
But if I'm on, let's say I'm on the road somewhere, and after show, there's a girl, and we're talking, and we strike up a conversation, and like, oh my God, I'm like that, you're into that, I'm into that, oh my God, I read that, you read that, blah, 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 blah. There's a connection, mm-hmm. and she's attractive, and she's attracted to me. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of drinks, maybe have a little smoky smoke. Mm-hmm. Inhibitions are a little lowered. And I call you, half drunk and a little stoned, and I say, honey, I'm in wherever, and there's this girl, and like she's really, really cool. We're connecting, and she's really cute, and I think I might want to fool around with her, but I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I would say, babe, just be safe. Have fun. I want you to be at least be happy. If that's something that you're feeling in your moment, you know,
I cry
what
bullshit.
Am I going to say?
I cry bullshit.
You cry bullshit.
You say that now. I really think you wouldn't be able to handle it.
But see, now it's never ever happened in my life. But the funny thing is that in the course of my life,
you've given that out to a couple of your boyfriends. You've told me, but none of them have ever taken you up on it, right?
Yeah, so I've never experienced it.
So you can't say for sure you'd be all right with it.
Now, the difference between, I'd like to consider myself where as much as I have womanly feelings and instincts, they're normal to every woman, and especially happens around the time of the period, you know, it's like it's always when the hormones change and whatnot. But I really feel like in the depths of my soul that I've had a lot of experience in, I don't know, in just some of the, like, the lessons in life where it's not that big of a deal to me. Like, you know, I'm a person that from a young age was always, you know, I'd be able to watch porn. I'd be able to talk about sex very easily. Most of the girls when I was growing up. I mean, I even have a song where girls, when I admitted that I masturbated, it would make me feel kind of weird about that because they didn't do that yet. And I was just like, whatever. So, I don't know. I think that my thoughts on sex have always been a little bit more loose. Now, I've never really tried it. Don't touch it. Now, I've never been in these situations before, but, you know, I don't consider it to be that huge of a deal. Now, I consider, you know, a faithful, you know, relationship kind of a promise that I trust in you to always be honest with me. You trust in me to always be honest with you. We're each other's best friend and partner, and we're, you know, we're there for each other and whatnot. And if you feel sexually attracted to something else where you just want to...
Did you say something else? Honey, the TV's looking really good right now. I read that HDMI input.
You know,
oh,
that vacuum cleaner's got a really nice looking hose.
Oh, my God. You've noticed, too. Maybe you and me and the vacuum cleaner get drunk, have a little fun.
I like it.
We'll
I
invite
like
the
it.
Toaster oven.
Oh,
and the bag
Stanley
of chips.
Steamer. Oh. No,
if I'm sexually attracted to someone.
If you're sexually attracted to someone and you want to go forward, you know, the thing with a relationship and with love is that you very rarely start off feeling that way. I mean, when I met you, yes, something clicked with us, but it's a rare thing that when you first meet someone, you don't either just feel lust or, you know,
or just like
indifference.
Yeah,
or indifference. Like, it's usually lust, and the lust or excitement with somebody's personality, it would cause you to want to continue to date the person and find out if you could fall in love with them. Love, I think, does take a little bit of time to find out if you do fully click with the person. But yet, sexual attraction can happen so quickly, and with a couple of drinks and just the feeling that you have the right to do whatever you want. You are your own person. You're a free person. Marriage has confused people into believing that they are in a jail of love. I'm not coming at this saying because I feel like I'm in a jail of love. I don't like the whole idea of something telling us we have to feel a certain way when we naturally have urges. And we could, if we didn't think that it was dirty. You just said you wouldn't be able to do it because you'd feel so guilty. But why would you feel guilty?
Okay.
Let's think about
that. No. Let me, because I was just thinking about that myself. Yes, I would feel guilty only because, to me, and you know what, some people, even, like, as we know people who are swingers, mm-hmm. and I'm sure they were brought up with the idea of monogamy being a very sacred thing, and yet they managed to look past that. Mm-hmm. That's what they were able to do. Even though I was brought up that way, I still feel like monogamy is something special.
You also have witnessed something unlike most people have. In this day and age, you are one of probably the only people whose parents are still together.
No, that's true.
Who were raised, okay? But remember, the rest of society has some sort of broken story. Now, why do they have a broken story? If we really think about it. Because something told them when they were younger that they needed to feel this way.
By the way, this is the most hilarious show we've ever done.
Oh, well, I don't know. What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
I'll fart. That's what we'll do. I'll just lighten the mood. Whatever. I mean, maybe every now and again people tune in because they want to hear what a couple has to say.
Couple has to say?
Like, I don't know what our thoughts are about.
Have you noticed that most of our shows always veer into sex somehow?
Well, isn't sex what we're here for?
That can't be all we're here for.
No, but it's love. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, but I mean, but all of our shows seem to veer into sex some way or another.
So, have you read the newspaper? There was some big football game not long ago.
Did they fuck each other?
I think they did. Good. I think that they fucked so much the lights went out. Oh, baby. Do you want water?
If I start laughing, I start coughing.
So let's not be laughy. Let's just be serious.
Let's not be funny on this show. Two comedians. Let's not be funny.
I don't know.
No, I'm. Whatever. I know what you're saying.
Okay, guide the show, sir. Guide the show.
No, I know what you're saying. By the way, I was thinking it would be kind of the guilt, but I think more of it would just be when I was done, just going, oh, fuck, how do I get this girl out of my room now?
Isn't that annoying? See, that's why people don't date anymore.
That was one of the worst things about doing the road when I was single, was just like, you know, it was exciting, you know, when we'd meet a girl, would click, and we'd go back to their place or my place, and then it's like, how the fuck do I get out of this? Because I really don't want to stay here. I know that sounds awful and shallow, but that's why they're one-night stands. They're not meant to go any further.
Yeah, but see, that's I don't know. And that's the other thing is, think about what life, or I should say, what kind of society threw at us. I just talked to a girl that came into my pipe store. Actually, a few people in this course this day, because I've a few people, you know, they're 18 and they're coming into the pipe store and whatnot. And they are still in high school. And at 18, they had another sex ed education class. Well, sex ed, obviously, I was redundant. A sex ed class. And it was like, you know, they're freaking 18. They're about to send them out into the world. That didn't happen with me, by the way. I remember that my sex ed happened in like fourth grade or something really weird. Really? And I was like, thanks for showing me this when I'm 9, you jerk. And now I'm like terrified. You're an asshole. But thanks, school system. But now the kids are not being shown that.
You
just
were terrified?
They show you bumps and naggly, gnarly things.
Naggly? Who was your sex ed teacher, Dr. Seuss?
All that they showed you.
You have naggly, gnarlies on your bajunju.
Do you remember those pictures they would show you? It was like whatever little STD that anybody's ever had, this was the worst one of them all. Like, this wasn't like a normal little whatever bumpity doodah. This was like something that was growing an extra face, but the face was ripped off and it was a zombie. Like, that's what they were showing you.
You had a zombie?
But they showed you that when you were 9. Now they not only show it to you when you're 9, they show it again when you're 18. 18. Okay? Right in the course when you've been having sex, probably, because that kid hasn't had sex by the age of like 16, 17 nowadays.
That's a very good thought.
I mean, it's the truth, though, unfortunately.
Considering I've got a 3-year-old niece, that's really a good thought.
They're freaking getting sex ed at 9. They're being prepared to have sex at 12. Anyway, that's the idea that, I had sex at 16. I think 16 is the perfect age. It's like right when you think you know it all and you're being cute with your boyfriend and you try things.
Yeah, that was my age too.
Yeah, 16 is nice. So,
I think I've gotten better.
Yeah, I would hope. Yes, you have gotten better. But, I'm like, yes, you have gotten better. Like, I tried
to. I should
you
have sex with the girl that I lost my virginity to just to say, any better?
Yeah, what do you feel?
What are you thinking?
Was it just one
thumbs
pump
up,
jump?
Thumbs down?
It was a 5 pump jump.
See, I like doing that other stuff now, too. I don't think it's gross.
But, Ike Vault, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Duh. I'm talking about knitting, honey.
Knitting, yep.
Yes.
Yep, yep. Anyway, with your needle, your big needle, right in my yarn. But
wow,
anyways.
You just do that inflection, anything can sound perverted. I'm going to take my spoon and put it in your cereal bowl.
I'm going to eat this apple here.
I'm going to drive my car over to McDonald's, if you know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to watch the old television.
No. I'm going to hang up my shirt in the closet, if you catch my drift there.
I'm going to walk over and turn on that lamp. Because it's dark in here, if you know
hussy.
What I mean.
You hussy.
So anyway.
I think I'm going to go put on my shoes.
Okay. Well, before he makes his real appearance, let's continue what we were talking about. What were we talking about?
Something to do with sex.
Something to do, of course.
18-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. No, they're fucking. So they show them these nasty, horrible pictures again right now, right before they're going to go into college. And I'm thinking, this is what they're doing. They're scaring children into being afraid of sex. They don't want you to like. They want you to be so fearful of sex. And yes, I know we need to scare them into wanting to wear condoms so that they don't get pregnant and they don't freaking have diseases. I understand that. But Jesus Christ, tell them that they'll get pregnant and that's it.
Yeah, but you know, images are a lot better than words. A lot more powerful.
Sorry. You know what? Look.
See, but I agree. They should not show like bumps and gross stuff. They should show 2 18-year-olds
with
two babies.
Sad.
Living in their parents' house.
Sad, exactly.
And their friends are driving past their window in a car, drinking beer and partying, and they're stuck just feeding a baby.
And how about a person? And to stop with the disease stuff. Like, I know that we could get diseases, but I think that that needs
to be secondary. Are you talking to the school system or literally the world? Stop with all the diseases, please.
Can you just stop it already? Stop. I'm not happy with it. Don't even get me started of why I think that AIDS even was created.
Did you watch Kids in the Hall, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember that sketch with the cancer?
Which one?
Multiple
ones? I don't know.
I don't remember. I just remember Dave Foley comes out and he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, we've done something a little different, something you wouldn't think a sketch comedy troupe would do, but we found the cause of cancer." Everybody applauds, and he goes, and now I'd like to bring out Bruce McCullough, and Bruce comes out and he goes, "I'm sorry." And Dave goes, "Four, I'm sorry for causing all the cancer." It's very funny.
That's fucking great. Sorry, I smoked pot too. That's why I'm coughing.
See, I'm coughing because I'm sick. You're coughing because you're smoking. I can't smoke anymore.
No more for you.
I really can't. Like, you know what sucks? When I was younger, people, I had asthma. Like, apparently to the point where I was going to the hospital like once a week. I don't remember any of it, but I remember my parents tell me, and I do remember getting a lot of allergy shots and shit like that. And then when I got to my probably about 9 or so, maybe even younger than that, the asthma went away and I was fine. And then probably about 5-6 years ago, this asthma came back with a fucking vengeance. Mm-hmm. Listen, this is me breathing right now.
See, so it
sucks so bad. And my allergy or my lung doctor, whatever you want to call him, I said, "Is that normal?" He goes, "Yeah, it's normal, but usually it'll go away again after a couple of years." Well, it's been a few years, and it's still fucking here, and it's really annoying.
Well, I think you have to stop the smoking.
I am stopping. I don't smoke cigarettes. Smoking. I smoke marijuana for some medical reasons. But I think at this point, I can't do it anymore. I've got to just, if I need it, I have to eat it. If I need it, I eat it.
Need it, just eat it.
Okay.
You dick. After your love of Weird Al, I'm not allowed to make yet another Beat It parody.
Need it?
If you need it, just eat it.
If you need it, just eat it.
I was giving homage to the Eat It parody. You know what? I'm out of here. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I noticed. But that's going to be my thing. I'm going to just eat it. God damn it.
Speaking? Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Oh, was that the cat?
No, that was you, dude.
Was that the cat?
Don't even lie.
Wow.
Don't
that
even,
cat
don't
had
even
a powerful
lie. Oh, my God. You're the one that ate my slow cooker pot roast last night.
Well, you're the one that cooked it so slowly.
Oh, my God. What did you do? How many animals did you just kill?
For those of you who can't guess, I might have passed a little gas.
Jesus. He just mushroom clouded the whole show.
Well, that's what's for dinner. It's a slow cooking fart.
Oh. That
I apologize.
Horrible.
I'm apologizing to the people who are listening.
God,
sorry
you
have to hear my wife's
that?
Pain.
Oh, it's like burning my eyes. Jesus.
I'm sorry. What? Oh my like, you God. Never fart.
I know, but they don't smell like that.
Oh, please. Really? Do we want to pull this game? Really?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
mixing weird food.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do is eat like the strangest mix of food in a day. It'll be like cheese and then olives and then chocolate frosting.
Yeah,
then, like,
so let's not talk about this when you've
olives
got
olives and chocolate frosting are horribly awesome
How
together.
Are you not pregnant with those combinations of food?
I don't eat them together. I eat them like within 10 minutes of each other.
Oh, well, then that's definitely good. It's like,
well, because once the salty, then you want the sweet. Come on. Some people out there know about that salty sweetness.
You are weird. Your farts smell, honey.
I'm weird.
Don't pretend that your shit don't stink,
no,
literally.
No, my shit stinks. Oh, God. Sometimes it's horrible.
So suffer.
Depending if I eat the right cheese. This is our life. Oh, baby. Do you hear the baby coughing?
Oh, I got to sit up.
Yeah, honey, why are you not sitting up? Let you sit. Do you need some water? I have some water right here.
Well, I don't want to drink from your water. I want to get you
Do you have your own water?
It's old.
Here, I'm going to take one more sip of this and then it's yours, okay?
No, it's okay.
Stop.
Babe.
You're it's taking okay. it. I'm the wife and telling you what's happening.
Is that what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, honey.
Here's my one good sip and I'm done.
I could just go get my own water.
Hush, baby bear. You enjoy that water. You just enjoy. Ooh, and he burped. Excuse me. So much. So, well, yeah, that was dinner last night. I made slow cooker pot roast with leftover. It had onions.
Now, let's start. Now, I'm not sure if you. I'm going to change the subject completely now.
Oh, because I was tell them what I was going to make for dinner tonight.
I don't think people really. I mean, I know the show's called What's for Dinner, but I really don't think.
Chicken and shrimp stir fried teriyaki.
There you go.
With rice.
I'm not sure if you heard of this, honey, but this was in the news. This happened a couple days ago. Do you know that the Pope is retiring?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you hear about this?
Oh, dude, I want to give credit to a great joke I heard to Dr. David Robinson. He had a joke that he thinks the Pope should put 5 golden tickets in communion wafers and then come there and see who deserves to. They tour the Vatican, and then he gets to pick who gets to take his place.
That's very funny, dude.
I thought that was funny.
I think it's.
I think I butchered it in the way I told it. So, Dr. David, I apologize. David Robinson. He's.
I think
funny.
It's very. I don't know. It's weak. Like, how do you retire from an imaginary position of power? I don't know. That's just.
Is he? I thought he's supposed to die, not retire.
That's the thing. No pope has retired in 600 years, and the last pope that retired only retired because there was some kind of controversy.
There were
two popes voted, and they couldn't like. They were fighting over which one was the real pope, and I guess one of them just said, you know what, I'll step down so there's no more warfare.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something.
Dude, what is it?
I think that he's jumping ship. He's like, before I really actually let this body rest, I'm going to do the right thing on this earth and back away from the Catholic Church.
He's not giving up the Catholic. It's not like he's going, okay, fuck this, I'm out, and he's going to go like manage a boy band or anything. He's just stepping down as Pope, he says, because he's too old.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't want to take any blame when everybody revolts.
What?
I think the world's going to revolt against all things that have been keeping us under control.
The world's already revolting.
Exactly.
And no, I mean, it's a disgusting place.
Oy, gavolt.
Oy, revolt.
No, but if we think it...
Oy, revolt.
Oy, gavolt, revolt.
Oy, revolt.
You're so revolting and gavolting.
Can't keep the headphones on anymore. It's killing me.
Oh, honey. Why don't you just take them off?
I just did.
Oh.
Are you not looking at me?
No, I'm staring this way because I'm laying on the bed. So, I'll turn and look at you.
No, you don't have to.
Hi, Ray.
But I took the headphones because my sinuses are like really...
Oh, let me rub your head while I'm
talking. She's actually rubbing my head, people. This is a good wife.
You're my lamb.
We might have to cut this show short. I'm really starting to feel like shit right now.
Really?
Yeah.
What time have? How long have we done?
People, I think we've done enough, haven't we?
Let me see. How long has it been? Does it say on the thingy?
Yeah, we've...
Give me the thingy.
We're at about 30, 35 minutes or so.
You want to try to hang on for 45?
I honestly am starting to feel like really shitty. I think I'm exerting too much energy right now. Do you believe holding a microphone and talking is exerting too much energy? That's how fucking shitty I feel.
Well, here, I'll talk a little. I'll talk a little.
You want to talk?
I'll talk a little. I'll talk at you.
Then you'll never stop.
I know.
You'll never stop.
I'll get us to the hour.
It'll be a very... Yeah, I know. It'll just be a rambling thought about the Catholic Church is trying to poison all of our minds.
I didn't say... Well...
Yeah, you are going to go there.
But you said they were trying to poison us.
Let's not even open that can of worms.
Okay.
Yeah, people... I literally... You can ask Allison. I'm like relaxing and resting. And I said, shit, we got to do a podcast. And she's like, why don't you just put up a show? I said, no, I've been doing that too much. I want to put something new up. So I'm doing this for for all of our supporters out there.
Let me make you some soup.
Aw, you're awesome, babe.
I'll make you soup. We'll tell them. This is Lisa listening to something. Do you want Italian wedding soup with just chicken broth? Or do you want clam chowder?
We'll figure this out when we finish this one.
All right.
I love you.
Well, do you want... Here, I got an idea. So that you don't have to do it. This is a little segment that we call the Skippy Green Show.
It's the Skippy Green Show.
Hello, Flip.
Why, hello, Skippy.
As I live and breathe.
Nice to see you. You look good, Skippy.
I got my new tit implants.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're Slippy. You're Skippy's sister.
I'm actually Slappy.
Slappy, sorry.
The sound that my vagina makes when you pound in it with your prick.
Would that be Flappy?
That's what you call that bitch Allison of yours. You call her Flap.
Or maybe Sloppy.
I'm Sloppy. Oh, that's a better one. I'm Sloppy Slappy Green.
Hey, Sloppy, how are you?
I am good.
So you're Skippy's sister?
That's right.
Can't do the fucking voice when I'm laughing.
That's right. I'm Sloppy Green. And I'll give you some of these Sloppy Greens right after I ask you a question.
Okay, Sloppy.
And this is the first time that's ever been you in the seat. So I'll tell you. You gotta answer this question in 10 words exactly.
Right.
Not 9, not 11, but 10.
Gotcha.
Okay, Flip Schultz, I will ask you. If you could screw inside of any fast food dumpster, whose would it be and who would you screw?
So which fast food restaurant's dumpster would it be and who would
and
I screw?
And who would you be screwing in the dumpster? Nope. Don't fucking repeat my shit back to me, kid.
Sorry,
answer
Sloppy.
This.
Sorry,
you
Sloppy.
Understand it. So answer it in 10 exactly, you cunt.
Okay.
Here, 10 exactly. I'll count with my little fingers, you prick.
It would be McDonald's. And I'd bang Jennifer Lovitz. I just wanted to fit all 10 words in there.
You would bang an imaginary couple.
Well, usually the question is
okay.
Where would you bang and why? Not with
fine
her.
Then, you cunt. You can, I guess, rewrite my brilliant question.
I'm sorry,
question.
But you're right, Sloppy. It is your question.
Fine then. In another 10 exact words. Why that McDonald's dumpster?
Because McDonald's has extra buns, I can squirt special sauce.
I think that's a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Sloppy.
Oh, you're very welcome, you dickhole. It's a pleasure to be here. I'll see you later. Peace and love, Skip, wherever you is.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the birth of Sloppy Green. Skippy's even filthier sister. Wow. Hey, guys, thank you so much for listening
Sloppy.
To this.
Oh, Sloppy, it was so nice to meet her.
Sloppy was great.
Oh,
my
yay.
God. Guys, seriously, thanks for listening to this really weird, random, just what the I can't say what the fuck, because that's another podcast name. I don't want people to think I'm ripping
the
butt.
What the din? What the din?
What the din? Oh, what the din?
What the din?
I like that.
What's
the din?
For dinner?
Yeah. What the din show. I apologize. But whatever. I'm sick. So I'm going to go sleep now or rest or have some soup. But don't forget, guys, you can always check out dates and stuff at my website, flipisfundy.com. Allison at?
Allison, wait, what?
Your website.
My website is Allison Comedy or dirtyguitargirl.com.
There you go. And if you happen to be a college student in the Northeast, I will be doing a little college run this weekend. I'll be in Pennsylvania and Delaware. Go to my site for all the specific dates. And anybody in the El Paso, Texas area,
ooh.
Allison and I will both be at the comic strip in El Paso the week of April 17th. So just got that on the calendar.
And hey, if you're in LA, February the 14th, Valentine's Day, I will be at Flapper's Yoohoo Room at 7:30.
There you
go. And also Comedy Store on February 20th in the main room, 8 o'clock show.
All that fun stuff can be found on our websites,
guys.
All
that fun stuff. And don't hate me for any religion stuff that I said. I love everybody and I love everything. I just get a little heated sometimes about all that fun shit.
And again, thank you guys for all the love and support. And Graham, dude, thanks again, man.
Oh my God, Graham. Oh my God, we love you. Holy moly.
Graham is the man. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a good week.
Bye.
Talking about what's ever on their mind.